It's really important not to idealize mindfulness practice. When you sit down to practice at the beginning, the first thing you realize is how mindless you are, that we're all over the place. So it's very, very important not to idealize what it would look like if you were more mindful. I am not suggesting that you won't be emotionally reactive, that you won't get angry, that you won't get sad. You will have all the human emotions because guess what? You're human. The challenge is, how are you going to be in relationship to it, and will they function as prisons for you or as opportunities for awakening? So if, for instance, something happens and you get angry at somebody that you really love, I'm not sure that happens a lot in anybody else's life, but it happens on occasion in my life, that the people you love the most, you know, sometimes treat the worst. How do you hold that? It's not like, oh, you're a bad meditator, you're a bad person. All of that's judging. Can you actually see what unfolded? How easy it is to fall into mindless reactivity? And then see that coming before it happens. While you're in relationship and something happened and you feel thwarted, can you actually catch yourself before you explode and thread that needle so that you actually don't get angry? Or let's say you do, because 90% of the time you're going to, then can you catch it even after the fact and apologize or go back and sort of talk about it and reconcile around it so that it completes itself, and then the next time maybe you'll catch it a little bit earlier, maybe even before it comes out. And that's a kind of lifetime's practice, and it's not just with anger, it's with virtually anything. When fear arises, or when boredom arises, or when impatience arises, these are gifts to all of us. They're like precious jewels that are in some sense reflecting back to us that this too is an opportunity for us to hold whatever it is in awareness and then find more heartful, more mindful, and more caring ways to actually navigate that terrain. But be very, very careful. We all need to be very, very careful not to idealize the practice and to sort of project some endpoint that if I were a really good meditator, I'd never have any agitation, I'd never be driven by desire, I'd never have any aversion anymore, and I'd never be greedy or deluded. That, of course, is what I just said, is an enormous delusion. But again, it's all because we're generating that I narrative. So once we get out of our own way, there's no problem. Just the knowing of greed when it arises, the knowing of anger when it arises, the knowing of hatred when it arises, the knowing of delusion or illusion when they arise, and the knowing's not caught in any of it, you're already free. Not only that, you can build on that, you can invest in that, and over time, like exercising a muscle, you will get better at it without turning into some kind of caricature of a saint or some mindful person or anything like that. You'll just be more who you already are.